Okay.
Hello, Amy. Nice to see you.
Hi, Layla. How are you doing?
Good. I'm really good. I'm excited to do part two of our Flow to Connect introduction of what we do. And yeah.
Wonderful. So before this session, I felt the need to pick a card. But between us, we have a little bit of an energy. Energy bonding. And this is the card I picked. So I just wanted to share this with everyone if they can see it.
Surrender. Is. I love that. That is beautiful.
So that's the card for today. Flow with what is instead of fighting it. When you can't change a situation, compassionately accepting it exactly as it is will bring you peace. So it's a beautiful card from my Power of Surrender deck, which you get to pick cards after pretty much every one of my sessions. It's quite a little bit of a treat that we offer after my sessions.
Yeah. And
sorry, go on.
I was just going to say, I picked this twice. I think I managed to pick it twice. And every time I'm like, I know I need to surrender. It's like I'm being told again what I need to do. And it's like, okay, I need to let go more. I need to follow my intuition. Go with the flow.
Yeah, they are such good reminders for us to just let it all go. And yeah, let what happens happen, really. Which leads me to where we are on today's episode, which is explaining a little bit more about what Layla and I actually do and offer as part of the Flow to Connect sessions, but also outside of that as well, because we do other things as well. So Flow to Connect, for those that don't know, is a monthly free online session that we do and together. And we offer it for free on Zoom, which is wonderful. And we include some movement meditation, a deep guided meditation, and reconnective energy or healing energy. And it's all together. We do it in about an hour. And yeah, everyone's welcome. It's free. It's usually in the evening, Dubai time. I think we are doing next time, Saturday, the 5th of February at 8 p.m. So just have a look on my bio for some more details on that. My cat is just trying to get to my AirPods, but I think they're safe. One's still missing. I'll find that later. Oh, he's got it in his mouth. Can you get it?
I just love that.
I've got the other one. I've saved one and the other one was in his mouth, but we've rescued it. It's okay. That's because we decided not to wear the AirPods tonight because of the fact that I was so loud on the last episode. So we're trying it a different way this time. Let's see how it works.
Yeah, and I think the cats are telling us that maybe we should wear those. I don't know. I think they want to join. They always want to join, don't they? They're just amazing, amazing souls.
We always want to get involved, especially when we're meditating or doing any kind of healing. It's just yeah, always on the yoga mat, for example, they always join us. What is it that they say? They are our Zen masters.
They are indeed. Mm. They are. They know. I mean, life is simple for them. Life is. We need to learn from them because it's just they just embody the flow, don't they? You know.
I have a great book. I can't remember the name of the author, but I can share it later. It's called How to Live Like Your Cat. And it does exactly what you just said. It tells you about how they go about their lives, what they do, how they just have this innate confidence, swagger about them. And they just are. They do what they do.
And they just follow them. Yeah. And if they want to go to bed, they just go to sleep. And when they want to eat, they eat. And it's like, we have to, if our bodies are telling us you need to rest, we're like, no, we're pushing through. This needs to happen. And we're like, we lost it. The moment we're doing forceful things, we're just stressing our bodies even more. So yeah, we could learn a lot from animals, really.
Yeah, so yeah. True. Beautiful, beautiful beings. We love them. Okay, so if I just start a little bit about what I do, and then we'll move over to your incredible services too. And so I'm a meditation and change coach. I basically help my clients kind of tune into their awareness by connecting quite deep within, using like meditative processes and tools thereby kind of empowering themselves to make changes or respond to changes that happen in their lives. It's, and what it kind of typically involves is like a coaching session. We'll have like a one-to-one, which includes relaxation techniques, a meditation, which you can talk to each other, which is just beautiful, and embodied techniques as well. Embodied yoga principles is I'm certified in, and it's a set of postures that can be used daily to kind of help us shift our state of being. It's really wonderful. I have like 26 of them up my sleeve, and I can pull them out for any kind of situation needed. So that's kind of how my coaching would work. And then I have my meditations as well, which is just things that kind of found me. You know, we talked about a lot about this in our last episode, but you know, yoga nidra is a beautiful meditation. It's very still, it's very calm, it's almost like sleeping. You know, yoga nidra actually means union of sleep in Sanskrit. So it's incredibly relaxing, and you don't have to sit up and worry about your spine and what you're doing. You're laying down, you're getting as cozy as you possibly can, under a blanket with an eye mask. It's wonderful. I mean, I literally have the power to send people to sleep with this meditation. There are often people that do have a little doze, but that's okay, because that can happen. You know, people sometimes just need that rest, or it can also be our subconscious kind of closing down the consciousness to actually do the work. So sometimes we just need to close down.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit about yoga nidra. I mean, it's just a wonderful practice, an awareness practice. We go deep within layers of awareness of us, of our being. And the philosophy is that we have five layers, which is our physical layer, our energetic layer, our mental layer, and also our kind of wisdom, intuitive side. And it goes deep down to our bliss, our joy, which is kind of there. Sometimes we just need a little bit of help to get there.
Yeah.
It's one of the benefits is actually it releases dopamine. So you can actually feel a rush of dopamine from actually having a 20-minute meditation, which is incredible. And there's plenty of other benefits as well, like sleep benefits. You get to sleep really well, and you learn lots about yourself as well. And it can improve our memory as well, yeah, which is really great, because we are going deep into our subconscious, so we are kind of opening up parts of our mind that might have been kind of dormant for quite a while. So yeah, it really takes us on a journey. Yeah.
And I feel like it actually does help with your breathing as well, because when you're lying down, the breathing is just so much easier. I find that, you know, it's so much easier, you know, your breathing, as well as taking people into the depth of within their body and kind of taking them on a journey. That's how I feel when I take one of your lessons, you know, even with Flow to Connect, when I'm actually a part of that as well. I'm never going to miss it. You know, I'm always wanting to experience Amy's energy and yoga nidra. She just takes you on a beautiful journey. So yeah, I feel like the breathing and the body actually connects into one, and it's easy. You're not forcing anything, you know. So yeah, it is definitely a beautiful experience. Go on.
yeah, thank you for your input. It's wonderful. And the other thing about the yoga nidra is that we can then, on some one-to-one coaching, we can actually take that one even deeper and start to have a conversation with each other whilst you are in a really deep, relaxed state, where so you can actually get to the heart of things that are going on inside of you, you know, very quickly. It's very beautiful. It's very quick, very transformative. And yeah, it works really well. It's wonderful. So you just have to try it. Sometimes you just have to try these things. It's not hypnotism. It's called hypnagogic. So it still takes you to that kind of place in between being awake and asleep, but you are completely conscious throughout, unless you've sent you to sleep when you've been that tired. It has happened many times. I've heard the snoring. And the other kind of areas that I focus on in my meditation coaching is movement. So we go kind of a flip side. We have this incredible stillness and laying down and getting very comfortable, almost in sleep. And then we move to a very different way of meditating, which for some is preferable. You know, some people don't like the idea of sitting there, laying there and being, you know, still for that length of time. But whereas when we are moving, we can actually kind of connect to ourselves in a different way. So I offer Shake and Flow, which is part of Flow to Connect that we do, which is very simple practice. It's a lot of shaking. We're using our body's natural response to the release of stress and tension and actually trauma as well. And we're doing it in quite of a fun, spontaneous and playful way. And the other way that I work with movement meditation is with Qigong. Now, Qigong is influenced in my Shake and Flow as well, but I also do this separately. And it's a more gentle movements. It's more structured. So we follow a routine. Whereas Shake and Flow is very much go for it, do whatever your body wants to do, which is really awesome.
Actually makes me want to just shake and move and yay, just flow, start doing it.
let's go. I can feel it. We have to have a session after this. And you just let your body go with the flow. You let your body be your guide. And one of the best things about Shake and Flow is that you do not have a specific routine. So you can just go with however your body is feeling, and you don't have to worry about, you know, missing a step or doing this. Some people don't like routines, but then there are others that do prefer the structured approach. And that's where Qigong is kind of differs, because it's very gentle. Some, you know, it's less vigorous. There's a tiny bit of shaking that does get involved in that, but mainly as an activation of our energy. So pretty much what the movement meditation I offer is all about looking inward, working with our energy that's already inside of us and around us, and releasing kind of old emotions that start inside of our body, and bringing in new energy, fresh energy that can really help bring about, you know, positivity and health and well-being. That's the idea of these wonderful practices that I offer. So you'll have to find out a little bit more by coming along to our session. Go on.
No, I was just going to say, you know, also you can post Instagram pages so people can know what you do, because I am connected to you, so I know what you do and I see it firsthand. But I want each and everyone in this group to benefit as well, and just, you know, go to your Instagram page and put the link there, as well as your blog. You actually have a beautiful blog that you update and, you know, share your own personal experience. So yeah, I think we can add that to the and post it in the group as well, so people can see you and know where to find you and just follow through the journey and what you offer, because it's beautiful, it's amazing. And yeah, and I think Flow to Connect kind of just it's just so inspired for us to experience and bring what we each do into the table and just share that with everyone. So that's amazing. Thank you, Amy.
Yours as well. I'd love to hear.
For me, I'm only doing reconnected healing energy. So just to give you a little bit about what reconnected healing energy is, some of you know already because you've participated in Flow to Connect, and we do give a bit of a brief introduction at the beginning every time, don't we? So reconnected healing energy is a return to wholeness. What that means is just a return to our optimal well-being and balance, you know, both physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And reconnected healing energy is actually, it transcends beyond just the healing. It is energy, light, and information. And this energy intelligence knows where to go, you know, even when, before you even share what you're going through, you know, whether you have a physical pain or emotional, or you're feeling kind of stuck energy, or, you know, lack of energy. If you do experience the healing, it just kind of just goes where it's needed, and it is quite powerful. And the healings are tangible, almost in some cases instantaneous. You know, the benefit is actually you will get this immediate ease and clarity, and also awareness. I've realized with my own experience that when I came into contact with the energy, it has given me just amazing ease and clarity, and also spaciousness. You know, yes, I was doing meditations before, and I do yoga, you know, my own personal practices. And yes, I did have some awareness because of those practices. We all know meditation is super powerful and amazing and gives us awareness. But when I came into contact with reconnective healing energy, I felt like kind of the present moment. I'm in the present moment, and, you know, I'm caught in stillness almost, because I can actually experience each moment in its own and being aware of it, and kind of like a slow motion effect. So I was able to see my whole life appearing and everything that's working out for me. And I was connected to joy. Like I'm usually a happy person, but it kind of amplified, or I will say, I felt like I was connected to my being for the first time, like that inner being, that joy, deep awareness, knowing. And I think we all have this. We all, you know, we're superhuman, but we haven't really discovered who we are yet, you know, because we're not in touch with these abilities and gifts that we have, because of course we've got tons of conditions and, you know, stuff that we were meant to believe in since growing up, because this is the world that we grew up in.
The innate power we have inside of us that is just kind of hidden below the surface, but we just need sometimes these practices to just bring them out. And realization.
And I think that's what reconnective healing energy has done for me. And I continue to witness the experience each individual has, which is very unique. Each and everyone goes through it differently. Some may end up feeling the energies, you know, so much, you know, eyes flickering, hand movement, feeling of your third eye opening, or even the crown chakra or heart opening. Others may feel nothing, you know, and just feel like, oh, it just felt like I was resting, you know.
everyone's experience and all of these kind of services we offer, these beautiful practices, they're all so unique, aren't they? You have similarity things that can happen, like you said, the shaking and the flickering, but everyone's on their own journey, aren't they? So we're at different stages of their journey.
Absolutely different stages. So even if you don't, you know, even if you don't witness anything in that moment, just by experiencing the whole collective flow to connect, and just by, you know, experiencing that, the next day you may just get a heightened awareness and experience, and maybe you carry yourself differently, or maybe you find that you're focusing more on yourself and what you need to take care of. You know, it could be very small steps, baby steps, you know, of maybe going and connecting with nature, or, you know, taking care of yourself a bit more than you usually do, and making decision for yourself before you can actually give to others. So it's really just rebalances the things we need to do in order to give more, you know, with us, within us. So it just is so beautiful. And the reason why I do this is honestly to help humanity in, you know, to lessen the suffering that we bring upon ourselves, you know, and also to just, yeah, and also okay. to just connect each and every one of us to the light within, the light that we have within us.
I know from my experiences that I've had, it's so beautiful. It's almost like you go through like this scanner and come out the other side kind of like, oh, like renewed. It can be very powerful. What I find is that the more kind of practices that we do with awareness and with tuning into ourselves, the more connected we are, we become with the energy inside of us and around us. So, and it's beautiful once we do.
Yeah.
Kind of become aware of that. It is all about awareness and connection and flowing and just letting it happen, and also not putting any pressure on ourselves. You know, sometimes maybe, like you said, nothing will happen, and we have that in nidra as well, yoga nidra in particular. You know, sometimes people might just come and rest and fall asleep, as I said, that has happened. Or some people have this incredibly profound experience and, you know, wake up and be like ready to go and make incredible life, you know, decisions and changes, and just, yeah, be ready to live and love life, and it's beautiful to see. And
yeah, thank you for expressing that and sharing that. I know you're very well connected to the reconnective healing energy, and you just love it. And it does something for you each and every time you come into contact with it. And that's how I feel about it. It has increased my own and deepened my own meditations and each and every practice that I do, even with the shaking and the flow of doing all these practices. I feel like each time I have something new to take from, you know, from the whole collective mindful practice. Like each time I'm being shown to be present and aware of something, you know, that's moving within me, or a healing that needs to take place. Maybe it's something that I've been pushing down, you know, maybe I haven't forgiven or let go of a piece of my past. And it has been coming up a bit more, I think, you know, the past couple of months.
Sorry, go on.
No. I was just going to say, we each have our own healing journey as well. As facilitators, the more we do this practice, something shifts for us.
Yes,
you know?
And totally.
We're kind of brought, attention is brought to that particular thing. And
it's like peeling back an onion. You know, we're just continually discovering more and more about ourselves. And, you know, some things we might not like, other things we will. And, we might be challenged along the way as well. But once we overcome that and move on from that and let things go, it's just so wonderful. And, you know, until we get the next block, we're like, here's another thing I need to work on.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Well, so it's so wonderful to hear more about the practices that you offer and what we do combined together. It's such a beautiful combination. I love offering it with you, and it's so, so good. And I hope that more people will love to come and join us. So definitely drop us a message if you'd like a bit more information. As I said, the next event is Saturday the 5th of February. And yeah, we'll be putting some more details out online anyway. And yeah, next time we're going to see what's more to come in episode 3. We'll have a little think about what we want to share next time. And if anyone's got any questions or anything they'd like us to talk about.
Yeah, I feel like this has actually become kind of like a podcast. So we may end up sharing a bit more of what comes up. Maybe, you know, let's see what we get inspired to share next. But yeah, and, you know, we're going to post our Instagram page as well as the links for you to have a deeper knowing and, you know, just get to know us better. And also, if you feel to getting in contact with each and every one of us, with either Amy or me, if you want to know more about reconnective healing energy, if you want to know more about yoga nidra shake, if you want to experience a private session with us, we're more than happy to connect with you individually and see what we can do together. It will be very interesting, because I have a feeling it's always gonna, the personal one-on-one is very, it's very amplified. And you can pretty much work on what you wanna achieve. You know, if you're going through something right now and you wanna go into the depth of it, something is telling you need to look into it, you wanna change the mindset around what you're going through, Amy will be the best person to help you into looking at what that is. And just contact us, and we'll be more than happy to do a private session.
And likewise, you know, if there's anyone out there looking for some beautiful healing and also a boost, that's another thing that the reconnective healing energy does. I think it gives you this incredible boost that then, like you said, really helps us to develop an even deeper practice with everything else that we do in our life. It could be anything at all, you know, work, leisure, play, you know, just going to the gym, whatever it is that you do generally, you know, it could be even running, you know, or yoga, whatever it is. It just kind of can give you that extra zest, I suppose, as well. There's so many incredible kind of parts to it, I think, that you can feel it and where you can attach it to your life, you know, and you use it in your everyday life. And that's why I love these tools to offer.
One of the things that stood up for me dealing with one-on-one clients was the fact that they found acceptance. of everything that they were going through, immediate acceptance. First and foremost, it's them realizing who they are outside this body, you know, not just a human being going through life, but also being this deeper knowing of who they are. It's as if all of a sudden they reconnected with something within them, this power. And it starts off like that. And then they inquire, and then it goes into, oh my God, accepting that I am.
I am.
You know,
I am. Like,
yeah, I am.
You know? A whole podcast on I am. I like that idea. Let's do that next. I like that. we have our episode 3 ready. I am. Beautiful. All right, then. Well, let's sign off now, and looking forward to seeing everybody soon.
Thank you for listening and, you know, just having this time to getting to know us. And, yeah, take care. We'll see you next time.
Bye.